Rabotai, let's just look at this Mishnah Berurah on the second page, the second Mishnah Berurah, Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, Sif, Simen Katan Dalet. Okay? So the Ramah said. The third paragraph. The Ramah says that this, all these hours that we're mentioning here are all not really standard hours, not fixed hours, rather, but they're relative hours. They're a proportion, a fraction of the day. An hour means a twelfth of the day. Doesn't mean any. Doesn't mean how many minutes. It means a twelfth of the day. Right, Elliot?
Right.
Okay, that's the Rambam in the Perash Mishnayos. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara and Mishnah. No, as a matter of fact, it's pretty doch shot in the Gemara, because the Gemara seems to say that certain things happened in certain hours, and according to the Rambam, you have to say that they happened. Like when the Bnei Melachim got up, they depends on it was. They didn't get up at a certain time every morning. It depended on how long the day was,
right.
or and when it says 3 hours, it doesn't really mean 3 hours. It means a quarter of the day, you know. So, but that's the shita of the Rambam, and that seems to be the shita that we follow the halacha, even though there's significant opinions that disagree. This is one of the reasons that this whole topic is so complicated. So let's assume that it's we're assuming that when it says Shah, that all these halachas in the Gemara, it means a twelfth of the day. The question, so that's just simplify things, right? Not really. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu kol cheshbon hashos hanal, all the time when it measures, mincha ketana, mincha gedola, all these plaga mincha, all whatever you use the word shah, it means mincha gedola, mincha ketana, plaga mincha. The chashvina b'shos hayom, the chalkin yom bein orach bein kotzol yud beis chalokin. The chol chelik nikra shah. V'apishos elu kavinen zman mincha chonal. Okay, everything depends on these. Excuse me.
How did they
measure? Well, we're not to that yet. We're gonna get to a second.
Hanal is what?
Here he is. The next line. Next thing in the next line in the Mishnah Berurah. The sheer yud beis shos hayom, m'sharirin bo. What is the day that we divide into 12? How do you define that day that gets divided, right? Naturally, yesh machlokus bein haposkim. It's a huge machlokus bein haposkim. The yesh omer the chashvina me'omer hashachar atzeis kochavim. Some say the day is measured from 1 1/5, amud hashachar, which I believe is
2 minutes before.
Is 4 mil before, right? There's a 4 mil before sunrise, and it's a 4 mil after sunset.
Mm.
Okay, there's a parallel, a little bit parallel over here.
That's good.
The 4 mil before sunrise is Amud HaShachar. Mm-hmm. The 4 mil after sunset is Tzeis Kochavim. So at least
but that's not Shas Monias.
That's to determine. The 72 minutes.
It may or not be.
That's to determine
Shas Monias.
How long does it take?
A person walks more quickly when the day is shorter.
That could be a different minute.
This. Okay,
yeah,
I've seen this.
They want to get home first.
So yeah.
Cold.
And that's why it's a fixed 7.
Anyway, so the Chofetz Chaim says that there's a machloksa poskim as to what the day is that you're going to divide into twelfths to yield a shah.
From where to where are you going to count?
So yesh omrim, chashvin b'mod hashachar tzeis kochavim. Umemel Rabbi Yehuda mutal espal mincha at shah raviya kolam tzeis kochavim. Okay, so another it's really interesting. It comes out according to this that you can daven mincha according to Rabbi Yehuda an hour and a quarter before Seisa Kochovim.
Up to an hour.
Oh, if it comes
so this
it.
Comes out to be 72 minutes
before
Seisa Kochovim, and sunset is how long before Seisa Kochovim?
No, an hour and a quarter. Rabbi Yehuda would be an hour and a quarter before Seisa Kochovim.
Right, that's
an hour and a quarter.
That's 75 minutes.
75 minutes before. So there's 3 minutes.
3 minutes
difference
between the Rabbanim.
3 minutes before. No, I don't know. That's not true. Depends on Elam Shad and Rabbanim. But yes, it could be. There are the Rishonim say that the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. One says Miplaga Mincha, and one says Ada Erev is 3 minutes. Could be, that's the difference. Rishonim, the Ra'ah says that over here, other Rishonim say 3 minutes difference. If you, that's how we know that they hold that way in when you count the, right, if you hold it's from Amud HaShachar Tzeis, so then it ends up that Plaga Mincha, so when they say that you can be Mekabel Shabbos from Plaga Mincha, what does it mean?
Three minutes before Shkia.
But they don't. But remember,
of course not. Sir.
But Shkia.
But they hold that's really right. They hold that's not really nothing really happens then.
That's Shkia, right?
Sunset. That's Shkia. That's Tchila Shkia or Shkia. Okay, okay. That is what maybe somebody has a good chart that we could bring in. That is one shita. I'm sure somebody did this.
An hour and a quarter before. It's 3 minutes.
But you realize also that the size of the hours are different, obviously.
Right, but we'll do a Nissan and
what?
Depends on the season.
Depends on the season, right?
We'll do some.
And the altitude.
Well, that's another part. More, that's another topic. No, it may depend on the altitude also. It may depend on the altitude too.
You see the sun for longer.
Really?
Yeah, well, this is another complication.
I would think
it makes sense. You can see down lower above the horizon.
Frisco kid, they watch the sun at 1.5.
Okay, both sides. The Yesh Omrim, I want to do this Mishabura and I want to do the Shatzin too. The Yesh Omrim, the Hashvin Mir Hashach HaTziz Kochovim, Mel Rabbi Yehuda Mutal Spal Mincha Ad Shor Rav Yeh Korim Tzeis Kochovim, Rabbonin Ad Halayla. Ad Halayla would mean what? And what did we say Halayla meant?
This
Tzeis.
No.
Yes. Hashvin
Mir Hashach HaTziz Kochovim. Right. Oh, this is what we see tomorrow. Right. If Ad HaLaila must mean, remember, if the Gemara said, this is what you see the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda, if we would say he means Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, would be identical with the Chachomin. That means that if it's 3 minutes or whatever before Shkia, before sunset, if you hold Ad below Ad B'Chlal, so the Chachomin, right, must, when's the, what's their shita? Tzeisa Kochom, right? No?
Well, Tzeisa Kochom, but understood as Finnish mushers.
Well, you have to prove before Vesh, because that's Sophic line.
Right.
Okay. Mel Rav Yehuda Mutal Espal Mincha Ad Shor Rav Yehuda Kochom Tzeisa Kochom Rabon Ad Halayla. You can daven all these places that daven Mincha after sunset. It's not a problem. They hold like
the
Rabbeinu Tam, and they hold like the Rabbana. They can daven Mincha after Shkia, after sunset, no problem, right? You can do Melocha then too, right? Why shouldn't you be able to daven Mincha then? Chenal, as mentioned above, Sivkot and Beis, V'chein Sosim Mechabesim and Zel, V'chamesim Tovim and Gil, V'yesh Omen, that's one Shita. V'yesh Omen, the Chashvina Yud Beishos, Meneitzel Chamad Shkiyosah. That you calculate the 12 hours from sunrise to sunset. When Mel Rabbi Yehuda Eina Mutal Espal Mincha Rak Ad Shor Via Kodem Hashkia, before sunset, Rabbanan Ad Hashkia. Okay? So this machlokes doesn't have to do, so even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the day is not over until 4 mil after sunset, could still hold that the day that we're that in calculating a shos manias goes from sunrise to sunset. So it comes off that even though it's possible to say, I think this is where it works out, that even the korban atam, even though it's vada yom, you still can't daven mincha after sunset. Right? This is all quoted Rabbi Tam. This is nothing to do with the.
If you hold it, goes till skiing.
Right? Let's read the Shatzir. I think that's Pshat. It's a little bit bizarre to me. So the shittas that hold that you count that you count from when? From Netzach HaMashkiyasa. So the Shaar Tzion says, Shilti Giborim Lechamudas Levush. Lechavodas Lechamudas Levush Hu Atchilas Hashkiyah. Alright? When they say that you count from sunrise to sunset, they refer from Amudash from Netzach HaMa to Shkiyah Sachama, they're not talking about the Shkiyah of Rabbeinu Tam. They're talking about the Tchilas Hashkiyah. That's what he says. Kamosh Mufush, Bamadani Melcham, Mufush, Sibin Vishtam Zion. Sunset. Here's where he brings our Gemara. Even if you hold like the Chacham that hold that you can daven ad ha'erev, halo al kochu. Who b'hashlomas hayud be'shos? Ad ha'erev, a chum means when the 12 hours are up. If you count the 12 hours up until sunset, when are the 12 hours up? At sunset. Lo yoser, k'demuch v'brot chav v'av medbeiz, the porich ha'gmorah, I ad v'ad b'chal, Rabbi Yehuda, haynu, Rabbanon. V'im kein, d'chashvin hayud be'shos, me'etzacham ad shkiyasa, im kein al-korchol, erev haynu shkiya. Levad kol, even according to Rabbi Natan, right? Levad kol matzino lechem mishum to dat the behedya gamkein hachi. The endless spal mincha rakat ad shkia v'utamir Rabbi Yona, right? Rabbi Yona doesn't hold like Rabbi Yona agrees with Rabbi Natan that it's still daytime after sunsets, but he still holds when's the last time you can daven mincha. That's a chomin. But if you hold like that a Yehuda, if you hold the chomin, when's the last time you could daven mincha?
Till erev, which is
sunset.
Right?
Why? It's still vada yom.
Right.
What's the reason? Why? Because it corresponds to the korban, and the korban is nifsal the dam with sunset. Even though it's daytime, it's still nifsal with sunset. The avodas hakabonos has to be done when the sun is up, even though it's still day. It's no good. Right? But who are Tamidi Rabbi Yod, Perg Zion, Perg Dal Brochos? Where is it we saw this Tamidi Rabbi? It's an Agmar. Shadat the Tchiech, the Dam Nisle Beshkiya Sachama, came to us on Mincha. Shatikno, Neged Atamid, who come came out of Shkiya Levad. Ulchura Pashit Chamanosu, at Chilas Ashkiya, come all in your Dam. Not some Shkiya that Rabbeinu Tam Shkiya, but the Shkiya that really doesn't have. So, okay. Okay, I don't want to get to this. So let me just review. Okay, so we're talking in Rabbeinu Tam. So in Rabbeinu Tam, at sunset it's still Vada Yom. All these hours it's still Vada Yom, but it may be that when you calculate the 12, it may still be the Yud Beis Shos, which is the end of which is considered, and it's still Vada Yom, but it's Erev.
Right.
It's Vadayom, but it's Erev. That's an amazing thing. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? In other words, you can only daven, the sun has set, it's called Erev. It's Vadayom. You can still do Malacha on Friday. But if you hold like those Shitos that say that the Yud Beis Shos that you use to calculate the length of the day extends from sunrise to sunset, you can't daven mincha anymore, even according to Chachamim, after sunset. So our Gemara that says Ada Erev, okay, according to how you learn Pshat and Gemara depends on this Machlokes Haposkim as to how you calculate the Yud Beis Shos. If you calculate the Yud Beis Shos that it means from sunrise to sunset, so then Chacham who say you can daven mincha Ada Erev means up until sunset, even though it's Vada Yom still. Okay? And if you what learn that the Yud Beis Shos are calculated from Amud HaShachar up until Tzeis HaKochovim, so then when it says the Erev, it means what? Tzeis HaKochovim or Suffolk Tzeis HaKochovim, right? All right? Rabbi Yehuda is, according to the first pshat, in how you calculate it, Rabbi Yehuda is an hour and a quarter before sunset, even according to Rabbi Natan. Second one is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis Kochavim, Vare Laila. Okay? So the reason, this is really important to understand our whole sugya over here. I don't know if you guys, if you want to go into more, into this is obviously a very complex and detailed discussion about how do you define the day, and why should you define the day according to Rabbeinu Tam as being sunrise to sunset. But all this is going according to, this machlokas seems to be independent of the machlokas as to Rabbeinu Tam and those who disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. So this is very complicated. I hope you understand it.